The Niger Delta, which provides all of Nigeria's crude oil, has a long history of militant attacks and kidnappings at oil facilities. Violence in the Delta, a wetland region, is rooted in poverty, corruption, and lawlessness. Most of the inhabitants have seen few benefit from 5 decades of oil extraction that has damaged the environment. President Olusegun Obasanjo, while endorsing a new U.S.-led initiative to improve living conditions in the Delta, acknowledged that corruption had blighted the oil-rich region.
Even when money was made available, either regional development board or to the government, a lot of it went into corruption. And what needs to be done was not done. I hope now that we are becoming partners, we will be watching one another. If we jointly put money, I will make sure that you don't spend it the way you shouldn't spend it. And we are getting people from the private sector, from outside, to say, look, government, put your money. If you put 1 billion, you will not then say to us that a contract that is worth only 50 million, you will give it away, or you are giving it away for 100 million.
Most of the Delta's people have no access to clean drinking water or regular sources of electricity. The U.S. Agency for International Development, in partnership with the Dutch-based Shell Oil Company and a Bayelsa state government, hope to address some of the region's long-standing economic grievances under a multi-million dollar initiative. The initial phase of the project, estimated at $50 million, involves cassava production and processing, aquaculture, and improvement in health delivery. Shell Oil is Nigeria's largest oil producer, and it accounts for almost half of the OPEC member nations' daily crude output. Shell's Deputy Chief Executive in Nigeria, Mark Connor, says the company is willing to commit more funds to social and economic programs in the Niger Delta and appeal for more conducive environment for its operations.
It's an obligation of our company and oil companies generally, as a good corporate citizens, to make sure we are putting something back into the communities in terms of social and economic development. We're committed to do that, but for us to be able to do that, we need help. We are experts in oil and gas production. We are not experts in social development, health, education, etc. So the concept of a partnership is one which is fully supported by us.
Critics say that activities of oil companies in Nigeria have been a major contributor to the poverty and deprivation endemic in the region. President Obasanjo wants oil companies to provide more resources to help in addressing the Delta's development challenges.
The oil companies are ready to spend millions of dollars for public relations in Europe, in America. That is not where the problem is. It is where the problem is. You employ lobbyists and things there. This is where you need to spend the money. You said you are not in the business of social things, but you are not in the business of public relations either. All that money that you have spent for public relations, come and spend it there. You spend money advertising there. This is where the problem is.
A U.S.-based company has also reached a partnership with 3 Nigerian banks to provide $2.5 billion in mortgage financing for Bayelsa. Analysts say the new Niger Delta initiative offers the Delta its best chance of a turning point, especially given the direct involvement of foreign partners like USAID. The poverty-stricken region has seen millions of dollars provided for its fiscal development pocketed by corrupt officials. A representative of the USAID, Patricia Floret, says the U.S. government is committed to programs that will bring a better future to the region and reduce tensions.
I come not just for USA, but also representing the World Bank and DFID, who congratulate you on your Bayelsa Partnership Initiative. It is a strategy that we hope to see replicated around the country, and we hope to continue supporting throughout. We also would like to say that I come with the full authority of the U.S. government to say that we will continue to look for ways to support your initiative, and that anything we can do to further assist you, we will continue to do.
As the demand for the Delta's oil and gas resources becomes greater, it is expected that other major world powers will take a more critical interest in the long-term development of the Niger Delta. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.